Good morning. Thank you for calling in with Archtop Fiber. This is Cheryl. How may I help you today?
Hi. I was wondering, I guess I got a thing in the mail saying, talk about you guys, and the people that work on the lines live next to me, I guess, and the line outside is set up, but every time I look online, it says that my zip code isn't ready yet, so I'm wondering about, do you know how long that would be?
I can certainly look into that for you. Just give me one moment.
Sure thing.
Okay, and what is your house number?
It's 103 Yarmouth Street in Kingston, New York, 12401.
And is that apartment one or apartment two?
One. I mean, technically it's one. Yeah, there's. I'm on the bottom floor, so I guess that's the one.
Okay, so it looks like I can fill in your information. And once, I guess there, you're stating that the polls, if they're once they finished with that construction, you will receive more email notifications.
Okay, what was that again? I'm sorry, I didn't fully understand.
So once the construction is finished, I can go ahead and put your information in the system and you will receive more email notifications.
Do you know how long that'll be? Because that poll, the guy out there explained to me how it works, and that poll has been set up for almost a month now. So, like, he showed me the box that the line runs off of and the hookups that it comes off of.
Okay, I wouldn't know how long that will be. Give me one moment.
And then, because if it's going to be a while, would this little offer that I just got in the mail still be valid? It says it ends on the 20th.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to see. I'm going to refresh my system and try again, okay?
Yeah.
And I have that address that's 103, is that correct? And what was that zip code?
12401.
Okay, so it looks like I can go ahead and put in your, I can go ahead and get you signed up. If you want to proceed, we can go ahead and move forward.
That's cool.
Okay, and is this for a home or a business?
Oh.
Okay, thank you for that information. And which plan were you looking to sign up for today?
The one, I guess that's just the 1 gigabyte for right now.
Okay, certainly. And do you need any extenders?
No, not really. I mean, I even have my own, I don't have like a modem, but I have my own router.
Okay. And would you like to add phone services to your order?
No, I have internet. I have cell phones for that.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I'm going to repeat that address. I have it as 103 Yarmouth Street, Apartment 1, Kingston, New York, 12401. And do you rent or own the property?
I rent it.
Okay, and what is the property owner's name?
Well, Robert Lopez.
Robertlopez. And do you have his phone number?
One of them maybe. Hold on, let me. There it is. 845.
Give me one moment, sir. I do apologize. And that name was Robert Lopez, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm ready for that phone number now.
It is 845-309-2514.
I have 845-309-2514. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is that the power, like power phone or cable? Is it through the air, under the ground, or you're not sure?
No, it's through the air. Well, it's kind of a little of both, I think, because the one time they ran the actual, like, the cable wire, the dude came and put it through the ground because it had to go down into the actual basement, I guess, from the way they have it set up for the main whatever they have down there. But, like, the actual power wires and everything come through the actual air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Oh, no, no.
And what is your first name?
Nathan.
Is it N-A-T-H-A-N? Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay, and what is that last name?
W-E-L-L-I-V-E-R.
I have W-E-L-L-I-V-E-R.
Yes.
And what is the email address for you?
My name is Nathan Welliver, all one word, and then 1980 as, like, the actual year 1980 at gmail.com.
So I have first name, last name, 1980 at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary phone number?
It's 845-532-2387.
I have 845-532-2387. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And how may we contact you? Through phone, email, or text?
It'd be faster and easier through email or text, but you could do any of them. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So I do have to read the email opt-in. It says, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. Archtop Fiber can notify customers via text messaging with important installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we only use this method to your account specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. And data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, and as part of our process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit. Your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or one-time payment to you. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Do you know which agency you're checking?
Sir?
Do you know which agency? Is it a FICO? Because I know my FICO score, and I mean, I know I'd be what's up, but I don't know my other two. I was just curious myself.
Okay. I think it's a different credit rating that we're using. Just give me one moment, okay?
Cool. I don't have it.
Okay. Okay. And I have that first name is Nathan. And that last name, can you repeat that spelling one more time for me?
Wellivier.
And that address is the 103 Yarborough.
103 Yarmouth.
That address was 103 Yarborough. Is that correct?
No, Yarmouth.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Yarmouth.
Okay, and that was apartment one, correct? Yarmouth Street, Kingston, New York.
On what? Part one, Yarmouth? Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny to hear you say that because, like, that my apartment built, my house doesn't actually officially have a house, like, a separated via mail.
Yes,
And
sir.
I'm trying to do that, but no one ever gets it. But you guys already knew it off the bat, which is what's up. It's been such a pain in the ass with every other place because they send, like, my mail upstairs. And it's like, no, I'm, like, floor one or apartment one downstairs. And they just don't get it.
Okay, and I have that primary phone number. And what is your social?
18368.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
18368-2281.
Okay, and can you verify that primary phone number for me?
845-532-2387.
Thank you for that information. Give me one more moment. Okay, and there is no deposit required for you, so just bear with me. Okay, and would you like to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing? If you do the auto pay, you'll receive $10 off of your monthly bill.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Okay, and what would be that routing number?
Oh, you want like an actual, I can't use my credit card for that?
Sure, if you do the debit or credit card, you will be able to get a $5 discount. But with your ACH, meaning your routing and account number, you get the $10 discount. So which would you prefer?
Probably the other one that gives me the five, just because, actually, okay. Well, I'll do it with the one for 10. Can I always change it later by any chance?
Sure, you're more than welcome. If you're undecided now, you can always call back in.
Yeah, just because it's just that I have, like, I'm rebuilding my credit, so I have a prepaid credit card I try to pay everything off of, and, you know, I'd rather do that, but it is an extra $5 savings a month. It's one of those things I got to think about.
Okay, so you just want to give a call back when you're ready to sign up for AutoPay, is that correct, Mr. Nathan?
Well, right now I'll do it with the routing number way, and then if, like, I decide to try it later, but if it doesn't work out or I want to try it, I'll just change it later.
Okay, so you want to do the ACH for $10 discount. Is that correct with the routing number?
Yeah, let's go with my, yes, give me a second with my bank.
Okay, and what is that routing number?
Give me just 1 second. I got to open the bank account to get the number.
You're fine. Take your time.
And you're looking for the routing number. Oh, that's up there. But not the other day. Okay, you ready?
My moment. Okay, I'm ready for that number.
The routing number is 02601288 1.
Okay, and what is that account number?
8805027128.
Okay, and what will be the name on that account?
Nathan. Maybe my Nathan.
Your first name, last name?
Yep.
And I have it as, I'm going to repeat that just to make sure I have it correctly because I don't want to put anything incorrect. NathanWelliver, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and this is checking or savings?
It's checking.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, and how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
My buddy who got your service, and I didn't really put much thought into that until, like, I guess somebody lives next door who works for the people that are setting up your actual, that does the actual work on the ground that sets up all the lines, and they're working outside my house one day, so I talked to the dude, he explained it to me, I was like, oh, shit. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, meaning like buried wires or any septic tanks or anything that we need to be aware of?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Okay. And do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
Not really. I just got a few questions about, like, when I guess you'll tell me, like, when it'll happen and, like, when payment is due and stuff, I guess.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? Okay, so before we proceed, I will have to read the termination service disclosure. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and place your order. And I do thank you for being patient as well, Mr. Nathan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can go ahead and get you scheduled. Give me one moment. It looks like the next available day we have is going to be, we have one for Tuesday the 29th or Wednesday the 30th.
Okay, do I need to be here for that?
Someone will need to be home because they have to bring the modem inside.
All right, you know about what time?
So I can give you the times for both days. For the 29th, we have an 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
So, like, that's a Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
That would be good early on Tuesday because, ironically, just that – it's only work two Tuesdays out of the week. I got to go into work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's one of them. So that actually kind of works good.
Okay. It sounds good. So you want to do the earliest, which is 8 a.m.?
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. That's two Tuesdays. No, it's not. Wait a sec. Okay, wait a sec. And then at what time? At 3, you said?
So for the 29th, October the 29th, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I might have to do that at 3. Now that I think about it, because that isn't the day. Okay. Yeah. And what about on Wednesday? What time is it on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m.
How about on Wednesday at 3?
Sure, we can go ahead and get that scheduled for you. So I do have you down for October the 30th, between 3 and 5, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and schedule this appointment for you. Did you want to leave any notes that will help with this appointment or anything like that?
Is there any possible way I could just, like, 3 days beforehand just get, like, a text message or something just reminding me of the upcoming appointment? So just to make sure.
Sure. You'll receive that, but I'll also place that on here as well, so that way we'll make sure you get it.
Sweet. And then when is the, do you know when the first, like, bill comes and when that's payable and stuff?
Okay, so that will be after your services are installed. You'll be billed after that.
Okay, that's cool. Word.
Okay, did you have any more questions?
No, that'll be it. Oh, just one more thing. Do you know how much it is then each month after that? Like how much I will be billed for after taxes and everything?
So there's no taxes. So you have the one gig, and it was $79.99, and you're going to be doing the ACA. So you'll get a $10 discount, and that bill will be $69.99 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you have anything else for me, Mr. Nathan?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. If you do have any more questions, just give us a call back, and we do thank you for signing up with ArchTop Fiber today, okay?
Yep.
You enjoy your day, and if you have any more questions, like I said, just give us a call back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You enjoy your day, and thanks for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.